out of coffee? No need to worry. Mater Dei Radio is brewing a second cup of the morning blend.
Oh, I've been enjoying our coffee here in the station recently. We are still drinking that wonderful St. Drogo coffee from the grotto. Mm. If you head over there, no matter what you do, light a candle, do a prayer, but bring home some of those grounds. They're outstanding. So we have been feeling a little spoiled these days by the grotto. So thank you for all of that great coffee.
Appreciate it.
You know, I found a wonderful article that I wanted to share with everybody, and it has to do with holy hours. You know, we go to adoration, and you can, you know, sometimes it takes you a little bit of time, if you are not used to that, to build up to that full hour. But they're wonderful opportunities throughout the city at every time of day. And especially when we look at this Eucharistic revival that's happening in the next few years.
Right.
There are some things that are very sacred, though, when you spend time in adoration, well, in the middle of the night.
Mm.
In fact, Alitea.org has a list of some reasons why they feel like middle of the night holy hours are the best.
Well, you're definitely committed if you're doing middle of the night holy hours.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, and they say, first one, they say it's to obey what the Lord asked specifically. And they refer to that time when Christ was in prayer in the garden.
Oh, yeah.
And his apostles slept. And he's like, come on, just 1 hour. I'm asking you to stay with me for 1 hour. Well, you know, if you enter into that, well, it'll be a wonderful hour in the middle of the night along with the apostles in that eternal time of adoration. They also say it's a good example for other people. You know, John Paul II said even when he himself was an old man, when he woke in the middle of the night, he would remember waking as a child and seeing his father in prayer.
Oh.
He said that dad's middle of the night prayer changed the church,
mm-hmm.
no doubt, bringing Pope St. John Paul II to all of us. And in fact, John Paul II was driven by the call for early morning prayer. A constant prayer of the Pope was from Psalm 130, where he said, "My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen for the morning." Isn't that beautiful?
That is nice. Yeah.
So he used to get up early. In fact, he would pray throughout whenever his body woke up.
Sure.
Well, he was quick to go to prayer. It also says that the new springtime is closer than ever. Now, here's what they say. So the Holy Spirit logic that St. Paul uses, saying where sin increases, grace abounds evermore. Well, Father Michael Gately put it this way. Now is the time of mercy. In a time of great evil, God gives even greater graces. It's a time when God is making it, in certain sense, easier to become a saint.
Mm.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
And then it also says that in that night, a late night hour helps restore faith in the Eucharist. Now, this goes right along with what we know is happening about this Eucharistic revival. Polls famously showed that shocking lack of understanding and the faith in the real presence of Christ. And there are many ways to help restore it. A late night hour might be the best. Now, here's what's interesting, and it calls us to task. This is a quote from Mahatma Gandhi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and this according to Deacon Justin Moore's sources.
Yeah.
And this is what it said. Gandhi said, "I would like to believe what you Catholics believe about Jesus in the Eucharist, but I'm unable to do so because I don't think you Catholics really believe what you say you believe. Because if I really believed that my Lord and my God were truly present in the tabernacle as you say he is, I would crawl on my belly to church every day to worship and adore him."
Wow.
Calling us to task.
No doubt.
Well, I think that this Eucharistic revival that is coming across the country, an exact way to recognize and for all of us to remember that is our Lord and Savior. And as we do in holy hours, present ourselves on our knees. We hope you enjoyed today's second cup.